Labour hire operators in Queensland are the target of a new policy announced by the state's government. In an effort to crack down on operators who exploit and mistreat workers, businesses will be required to be licensed, pay fees and report regularly about their operations. I caught up with Queensland-based agriculture body GrowCom Chief Advocate Rachel McKenzie about the policy.
We can't argue with the fact that there have been significant issues in this space for a long time. However, we're not certain that a state-based licensing scheme imposed by government is the right solution.
It seems like it's going to increase red tape dramatically for operators. What are your concerns about this licence?
Well, as we keep saying, labour hire is a really legitimate source of labour in the horticulture industry. We need labour hire companies just the way, because of the nature of our industry. If costs go up or if the regulatory barriers are too high in Queensland compared to other states, it perhaps will mean there's less ability for our growers to access labour compared with other states. And there may be increased costs passed on to them around this licensing program. That said, we do think that there needs to be some oversight of labour hire companies, and we were exploring the option of the industry-driven voluntary approach put forward by the RCSA.
The voluntary approach, is that something that would work really well, do you think, not only in Queensland, but something then you could perhaps roll out nationwide so it's uniform across Australia?
You've hit the nail on the head there, Eddie. We are very keen to see a uniform approach across Australia, and the RCSA approach would enable that to occur. We already have strong laws against poor treatment of workers in Australia. The issue is getting uptake and enforcement across the whole supply chain. A supply chain driven approach is one that we think will have great success, supported, and government does have a role here, supported by increased compliance around that.
I guess what's the risk for growers if this licence is to come into place? Like, could it see fruit and veggies go unpicked?
It's difficult to know how significant the impact will be, as we haven't seen any of the fine print on the final proposal, and we don't know quite how it will impact in this space. There's always the risk that you're going to tie good operators up in red tape and push them into state, leaving growers with no option but to use the poor operators.
What sort of feedback will you give back to the government before this does go back to Parliament?
Well, we already provided significant feedback to the discussion paper, and our key message was they need to get something national, so we asked them to thump the desk down at COAG, and we also said that we wanted them to look at the voluntary approach being put on the table by the RCSA and explore whether there was some kind of co-regulatory model that they could utilise. But really, our big issue is we want it national, because this is a national issue.
GrowCom's Chief Advocate Rachel McKenzie speaking on Queensland's crackdown on rogue labour hire operators that'll see operators forced to pay licence fees, be licensed and also report their business regularly to the government. That's a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for this Wednesday, the 3rd of May. Don't forget, you can send me an email if you've got a story or you'd like to have your say about Queensland's policy there. The address, ruralnews@macquariemedia.com.au. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Have a great afternoon.
This has been the National Rural News.